takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it. Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
What? Raise 10 nothing. What?
Listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Alright, so we're back.
Hi, how are
you? Alright, oh, you know what? You know what, Brian?
Yeah.
I got something I would like to talk about.
Okay. I'm excited.
Okay, well, I am.
Jumping out of your chair, Brian.
I am, because the past couple shows, you kind of insinuated that I'm a certain way at band practices,
yes,
and that I'm a little bit of a tyrant, even.
Mm.
Well, you know, I was going through some old cassette tapes because I used to record our practices.
Oh.
Now, unfortunately, the recordings were too bad to actually play. So what I did was I wrote down what we said exactly.
Transcript.
This is transcripts of me, I'm assuming, not being a nice person.
No. These are transcripts. So we're going to reenact it.
Oh, this is awesome.
I have our lines. Okay, are you ready? This is exactly, word for word, pretty much how every practice goes, okay?
Yeah, I already have a problem with mine.
No, that's right. Just say it how it is, and then our listeners will get an idea of how
this is how practice is for us.
This is how our practice normally goes.
Recreate it. Go ahead.
I start the practice.
Of course you start.
Yeah. El Jefe always starts.
No. All right, here we go. Well, let's get through this. Greetings, everyone.
You can't act. You can't act.
No, this is me. This is normal.
I know, and you're trying to be yourself, and you still can't act.
Wait. When your band is together and everybody's in the same room, you say, greetings, everyone?
Yeah, we're a little...
I do. All right, so anyway. Greetings, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to band practice tonight. Can I take your hat and top coat, Brian?
Surely you may.
Why, it is indeed a lovely hat you have today. Oh, Dan will be arriving a little bit late. But in the meantime, can I make you a cup of coffee?
No, Brian, I know you had a tough day. I'll make the coffee tonight.
Are you sure, dearest Alicia?
Yes, you do so much for all of us. This is the least that I could do.
Brian, when are we going to try that song I was writing?
Why, Brian, I think we should start off with it.
Yeah.
I'd like to start with everyone's ideas before we work on any of mine.
Here's the coffee, and I promise that there are no crunchies.
Alicia, I don't mind crunchies in the coffee. It's like a little surprise when a coffee ground or two ends up in my mouth.
When we get to one of your songs, Brian, I'm not gonna play the drums. I'm going to listen to you play it over and over.
Brian, that sounds like a great idea. I encourage this way of thinking. I don't mind if the lack of drums makes my song idea sound different than what I imagined it to be. This is thinking out of the box, and I think that is incredible.
I'm so glad to play music with you, Brian.
Isn't that the sweetest thing to say? Most of all, Bri, I'm glad to have you as a friend. Well, now that practice is over...
It was a tough one.
Well, they can't all be easy, Alicia, but that is okay. In my opinion, we all gave our best and did well. Let us all gather for a group hug and say...
Kumbaya.
And say our WAG motto at the same time, please.
We came, we played, but most of all, we had fun.
Yay!
Now, everyone, drive safely and have a wonderful evening. I'll see you at the show. Now, that's pretty much how every practice normally goes.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
Okay.
Wait till I dig through some old tapes and come up with the...
There were three truthful things.
Three joyful things.
There's crunchies in the coffee.
Well, we had coffee.
Crunchies were in the coffee.
Dan showed up late.
Dan was late.
And Brian didn't play drums on the songs because he laid on the floor listening. Oh, I'm just listening. You gotta get see how it goes.
Anyway, you know, people are gonna get the impression that I'm some sort of tyrant when this is actually what really goes down.
Okay. I have some old tapes at home that I'll be digging up, and I'll be transcribing them and bringing them to the next radio show.
Excellent.
What's the name of this bit? I love it. Inside the practice room with the wag?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Wait till next week. All right, good
morning.
Good job, Brian.
Very good, everybody. Thank you.
And now for some music from the wag.
Hey, Brian, guess what I got today?
I got a mouthful of seltzer, Brian. What do you got?
I have another drama on the spot.
All right.
Remember last time we did that?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to pass out scripts to everybody, and they'll only have your lines on them. Okay, so just when you see your name pop up, that's when you go and read your line. And that's it, one shot. So act it out as best you can. Do the best you can. And have a good time, okay? All right, so today's drama is called Clueless, okay? The drama takes place at Mr. Body's mansion. He's a millionaire who has no legal heir to his fortune. He's invited his closest friends to party at his mansion in Peppertown, USA.
Ooh, Peppertown.
Okay. The part of Mr. Body will be played by Brian Mowry.
Thank you.
Brian, you're going to be doubling up today because your next part is going to be Mrs. White.
Oh,
Yes.
Now Mrs. White speaks like that. Okay.
That's good, so because that's my only voice I have.
Okay. The part of Miss Scarlet will be played by Sherry.
Nice.
And Sherry, you'll also do a double duty, and you'll be taking the part of Colonel Mustard. Okay, the part
red and yellow.
Exactly.
Pink and green, purple and orange.
The part of Miss Peacock will be played by Alicia Van Sant. And
I guess I don't get to double up.
No, you don't. Your part is substantial. You don't need to double up. The part of Professor Plum and Mr. Green will be played by Lisa.
I'm two men.
Yes, you are. But there's a reason for that. Well,
what?
There's a reason for...
She's used to two guys anyway.
Oh!
No.
I didn't have her play a football team. I'm kidding. These are jokes. I'm just a joke.
He's killing my drama on the spot. No, I wanted Brian to play the part of Mrs. White.
Come on.
Okay, so anyway. All right, where are we? Okay, the story picks up 10 minutes before Mr. Body is murdered.
That's a good thing.
Wait a minute. I only have 10 minutes of dialogue?
All right, here's your scripts. Here we go. La la la. All
right. There's a mistake on the
other. All right. If I misspell the word, just roll with it, okay? All right. So here we go.
One sheet? Okay.
Yep.
Wait, who am I? I'm Mr. Body. Oh, yeah. Well, this my line.
There you go.
Okay.
So, Brian, you begin the drama on the spot.
Okay, great. Can I stand for this?
Sure can. Just be loud.
My part is substantial, really. I have two blank white pages, practically.
Okay. Shh. Critiques.
Yeah, and I already found two mistakes on it.
All right. Sure.
First and foremost, I would like to welcome all of my friends to my party. It is truly an honor to have all of you here.
Thank you for inviting us, darling.
The pleasure is all mine. I have to tend to my money machine in the conservatory. Jolly ho, ha ha, ah ha ha ha, I'm so rich.
Does he get on anyone else's nerves?
All of the guests look at each other and smile. Miss Peacock gets up and says,
Peacock! I need to get some air, so I'm going to take a walk down the hall. I'd like to take Colonel Mustard with me, and his lead pipe.
Well, in that case...
Miss Peacock and Colonel Mustard begin work fixing an exposed leaking water pipe in the hall.
I'd like to go to the lounge, darling, with Professor Plum, darling, and his wrench.
Said Miss Scarlet.
You don't say.
Said Professor Plum. Miss Scarlet and Professor Plum move 4 spaces and continue their way to the lounge. Meanwhile, Mr. Green decided to ask Miss White to go for a walk.
Mrs. White, come join me in the kitchen with a knife. I'd like to work to cut up some veggies for the salad that we'll have this evening. Perhaps some carrots.
Mr. Green and Miss White move 3 spaces and enter the kitchen.
I'd like to bring Colonel Mustard and his revolver to the kitchen so he can show us his gun parts.
Meanwhile, back in the hall...
Great! Now I'm all alone fixing this water pipe. Maybe I should go up to the conservatory and relax for a bit.
Miss Peacock moves 5 spaces and continues to the conservatory.
Darling Plum, there is nothing to do in this lounge. I have a fantastic idea. Let's go to the study and take the rope with us.
I'm game,
says Professor Plum. Miss Scarlet and Professor Plum move 3 spaces towards the study. Just to give you an update, Miss Peacock is now in the conservatory with the lead pipe. Professor Plum is with Miss Scarlet in the study with a rope. Ooh la la. Mr. Green is with Miss White and Colonel Mustard in the kitchen with a knife and a revolver. Whew. Okay, now back to the story. Miss Scarlet?
Darling Plum, let's take the secret passageway in the study and go to the kitchen.
It seems that at any party, everybody always ends up in the kitchen. Miss White?
Oh, it is so great to see you all. I love your robe, Professor. That reminds me of an old song that Mr. Green and I used to sing back in our college days. Are you ready, Mr. Green?
Oh, joy, am I ever.
Oh, how I love my rope.
Oh, no, the song.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Professor Plum pulls out an old Casio SK-1 and plays some suitable background music while Mrs. White and Mr. Green sing their rope song that they made up in college. Take it away.
Oh, how I love my rope.
My soap on a rope.
The rope with the soap cannot cope. Cannot cope with the Pope.
Can I show I like to eat cantaloupe.
They all applaud the song. And then you hear a blood-curdling scream.
I don't know if I was a girl or a guy. I'm the guy. I'll do both.
Supposed to be a blood curdling scream.
Blood curdling scream from Mr. Body.
Ouch. Okay, I'm sorry. Blood curdling.
Blood curdling.
Well, you can do the man.
Blood curdling scream, and he goes,
Can we have the scream one more time? And then you hear. The end.
I'm crying.
If you like what you heard and you have a script, if you'd like to send a script to us at imaginaryradio@optonline.net, perhaps we can act it out for you.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.